Welcome to Fate Family and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate Family and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
We hope you enjoy the show, but first, a word from our sponsor.
Today's episode is sponsored by Not Delilah. Are you looking for modest but also trendy clothing? Shop Not Delilah today. Get the look of a luxe wardrobe without paying top dollar. Not Delilah's clothes are stylish, elegant, and comfortable, perfect for any occasion. You can also get these adorable Not Delilah t-shirts that not only support this small business, but also support a single parent in need. I'm definitely ordering one. Go to notdelilah.com to start shopping and get free shipping when you spend $75 or more. Hello.
What's up?
Okay, so we normally record at night after Jude has gone to bed, but we're recording during the day today, and I just had sweet tea, so I'm like wired.
Yes, and it's awesome because he's napping. We have the whole day to record this podcast as long as he naps. Annabeth's hopped up on some sugar tea, and what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, it's September 1st, and so I am big into changing, like, I love the just different seasons and changing decor and your candles and soaps and everything to go along with what season it is. And so I do this the same time every year at the different times. I can tell you, ask me.
Okay. What's your favorite season?
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to ask me. That's not what I meant. But my favorite season is autumn. Oliver gets mad when I say fall.
I had just planned like all of 5 minutes to talk about how you say fall because I thought that's what you're going to say. And I was going to be like, well, leaves fall down. That's why you like it. But you said it correctly. So now I won't talk about it. But anyways, so the first thing I think of, this is good. When you just spoke about changing pillows and soaps and everything is how expensive that is.
It is not. Okay. Because now I have it. I have all the decorations I need and we just store them. So I don't usually have to buy new soap, but I would buy new soap anyway when we ran out. So.
Yep. And we also get lots of soap as gifts, by the way, which is really never a bad gift. It is just one of those gifts that you're like, oh, wow, cool. This is nice.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite season?
It really depends on where I'm at in the world. I really enjoy like the colder autumn and the colder spring. Mm-hmm. So I can any season I can wear long sleeves and shorts is kind of a win for me.
Totally. That's a dream. Okay. Well, what I was talking about is I can tell you the dates of when I change our decor.
Okay, go.
Okay. September 1st. Today, I put out fall decorations. Some might say that's too early and it doesn't feel like fall in Florida. But if I waited until it felt like fall in Florida, I wouldn't put our fall decorations up until like December and then it's Christmas. So
that's so silly. Like, why would you do that?
Exactly. So September 1st, no matter what, those fall decorations are coming out and I love it. Then Christmas decorations go up the day after Thanksgiving. I won't argue with people about if they want to put their Christmas decorations up November 1st, like whatever, go for it. But for us, we put our Christmas decorations out usually around the day after Thanksgiving.
When can you start listening to Christmas music? That's what the people really want to know.
I think also the day after Thanksgiving.
All right. What about the holiday season after Christmas?
January?
Springtime.
Oh. Well, okay, so that's the thing. I put out our Christmas stuff, you know, like I said, the day after Thanksgiving. Then sometime between Christmas and New Year's, you know, just depending on where we are, what we have going on, I will take down the stuff that's very like exclusively Christmas, but I'll still leave out like the more just wintry things until springtime. So like our pillows I put out for like the winter slash Christmas, like I'll take away the, you know, blanket that has reindeer and presents on it or whatever it has, but I'll keep out like our fuzzy pillows because they're not exclusively Christmas. Does that make sense?
So there's things that are Christmas decorations, and then there are things that are winter decorations.
Exactly. And so also after Christmas, I heard this one time somewhere, I don't really remember, but the lady was talking about decorating, and she said after Christmas, like for January and maybe some of February, she doesn't put out any new decorations. She just kind of lets her house be a little bit more empty. Because if you think about it, at Christmas time, you usually have more decorations than normal. You don't have like your normal, like for example, our mantle above the fireplace, it normally has four pictures on it and like a wooden cross. So, but for Christmas, it has those on it still, but also usually like some sort of garland or something on the top and stockings hanging off of it. And like normally we wouldn't have that many decorations on our mantle. And so anyways, the lady was like saying how it was like good for her to kind of have a little bit more empty house for a little bit after Christmas to just kind of, I don't know. Detox almost.
Detox from Christmas. I love that. So spring. I want to hear about our spring decorations because one of my favorite holidays is during springtime.
Yes, that's another thing. So, well, our spring decorations go up March 1st. And we also have just spring stuff. And some stuff we keep out spring and through the summer. And then also we have a few like just Easter decorations that I put out. Until East, like for usually I'll put it out at the beginning of March, and then when Easter is over, I'll take it away.
Yeah, so Easter is one of my favorite holidays, and I don't know, I love seeing the little colored eggs and little peeps and stuff like that around, but I only want to see it for like a week or two. I don't want a whole bunch. I don't want to be inundated with Easter stuff. I really think that we put Christmas stuff up too early, but that's okay. I'm not the one who normally puts it up, except I just get the tree down. And even though last year we had no tree, and this year, I don't think we're going to have a tree either.
Yeah, it's like when you're not going to be here for Christmas and we didn't have a tree, did we really want to go buy one? You know, we'll get one eventually. But we had plenty of other Christmas decorations that we put out.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, so what do you like that I changed the decorations, the pillows, the smells with each season?
I do, because I think changing, because your home is constant, right? Like it's very, very rarely are you knocking a wall down or changing something about your environment that you spend a lot of time in. And being able to just change some of the simple decorations and not go crazy and like buy whole new furniture, but occasionally like every couple of years buy new pillows for Christmas or buy, you know, new table runner or whatever, right? New plates, just kind of changing stuff up, making each season have its own special thing. I think that's what makes like the environment a lot more tolerable, especially when you live in like Florida and you don't necessarily experience all four seasons. You kind of get like 2.5 seasons, summer and like, that's it. And like light summer, heavy summer. But it can just be a nice reminder that the rest of the world is snowing or it's experiencing these seasons that make living in America really beautiful compared to the rest of the world, because you can get those experiences.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think a couple of things. Well, one, like Oliver was saying, if you feel like you're stuck in a rut, or you don't like something about your house, or you're just so bored with it, you don't have to go out and like buy a bunch of new things, or you don't have to rip down a wall or paint your whole house. I mean, you can, I guess, if you want to, but like try some little things first and like just stuff that makes you happy. Like this not necessarily has to go with different seasons, but change your furniture around, like switch where the couch is or where the TV is or something. But you can do some little things that are inexpensive each season that really make a difference. For example, we change out the pillows and the blankets usually. And like I said, we don't buy new pillows every season. Now I have pillows, so I just change them out. And it's always the we always have the same pillows out for Christmas. We always have the same pillows out for the fall. And for you don't even have to buy whole new pillows. And if you don't have a money for that or you don't have storage for that, you can just buy pillow covers for each season and then just put the new covers on your couch pillows, which I think is so smart.
Absolutely. I think one of the only downfalls, we're really into this, right? But is just the storage and kind of like you are having to spend some money up front. Like it blows my mind how expensive pillows and blankets can be. But obviously Target and Walmart has it figured out. That's where all the money is going to be spent. Nevertheless, storage can be tough, right? We use like these huge Tupperware things and we're fortunate to have an attic and we have each storage, like I think we've kind of made it a rule, like if each season has its own storage. Mm-hmm. Christmas might have like a box and a half, mostly because of ornaments and stuff that can get broken, so there's a little space there. However, if we can't put it in the whole season stuff in one box, then we probably don't need it or we have too much. And so I would suggest having something like a system like that where you're like, oh, I don't want it to look like Santa Claus came in here and threw up or, you know, a jack-o'-lantern everywhere. And this is crazy. But that's what I would suggest doing is like keeping it simple, but also something that's like meaningful.
Yeah, for sure. Another example of something that's going to be really inexpensive is if you have somewhere in your house with picture frames and you can just find cheap prints of, like for Christmas, you could find different Christmas tree prints and just switch out the things. Or for spring, you could have different florals and switch it out in the frames. And I think that's really cute and not expensive at all.
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy this. This is something that I never probably would do on my own accord occasionally, you know, if I was like a single guy. But ever since Annabeth and I have been together and married, like I look forward to the seasons changing. I don't look forward to getting into the attic and having to spring clean and stuff, but that's part of it, right? It gives you an opportunity to out with the old and in with the new. And sometimes we need that in our lives.
Yeah, I think it's just a good like small tradition that you can just easily do and that even our kids will remember, I think, as when they get older and be like, yeah, I always remember like September 1st, we put out the fall stuff. And I think that's so fun. Did your mom do any of this or similar to this when y'all were growing up?
Yeah, so I don't like Christmas, disclaimer, and I have a lot of reasons not to like Christmas, but this isn't necessarily one of them because my mom did such a good job of making Christmas, like going over the top with decorations and stuff. Like we used to have people like drive by our house and stop and take pictures in front of our house because we had like candy canes out, and if you'd had to be like, you had to know me for a long time to like understand what I'm getting at, but huge like Christmas tree, like ornaments, all homemade stuff, and doing this in the house was just extravagant. And like, I appreciated it, even though I necessarily didn't like it. Even looking back, I'm kind of like, that's probably over the top, but like she tried her best to make it nice for us. And I think I had friends that had like did the same thing with Halloween. Like that was their holiday. Cause most of them, I have a litany of friends that have birthdays around Halloween for some reason, but that was like, they made it a huge deal. And it's like another friends that just make things, it's like picking your holidays. And I think that meant a lot to me that my mom made Christmas special, even though I hate it. And then once she realized I didn't like Christmas, she made Easter really special, which meant a lot to me because I love Easter. I love the springtime's an awesome season. I love the food that's associated with Easter, especially if you're in the South. And we just made it our own thing.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't realize until I got older that people didn't change like their decorations and stuff every season because this was something my mom always did. We always put out, you know, pumpkin decorations and she would change the porch. That was like the big thing, like change the doormat and change the wreath on the door. And, you know, at Christmas put out the lights and the little, we had like a scarecrow guy for the Halloween and like a snowman thing or something for Christmas and reindeer. And so I didn't even, until I got older, didn't realize that other people didn't do that. I thought it was a normal thing.
Yeah, for sure. Was there anything, because I can already think of a couple things that my mom has given us to use and continue passing down holiday items. And that's one of the things I wanted to say was that's a good way if you're like a newlywed couple. Yeah. I guarantee it your parents or your spouse's parents are probably wanting to get rid of some stuff just because to make more storage now that you're out of the house and married. Like, ask them, be like, hey, do you have any Christmas decorations that you guys want to get rid of that I liked, you know, maybe you enjoyed the certain frosty or one of the ornaments. I'm sure they'd be more than glad to help you out with that. But what about, did you have anything that your mom or dad gave you that we have in the house now or had in the house that we probably got rid of?
Yeah. I think mom and my grandmother gave us some Santas, which I don't know how this started, but my dad like started collecting Santas. And then it's that thing where people are like, oh, he collects Santas. And so then you get more and more because everybody gets you one, right?
That's so strange.
Anyways, so we have a lot of Santa Clauses. My parents do. And so we have some Santas from them. I always like the nativity scenes. I think those are so special. And that's like a really cool thing to pass down. And then your mom gave us the Easter tablecloth. Yeah. That was your grandmother's, right? Yeah. And so I think that's so cool. And just a really like special thing to have passed down in your family, even if it's something small. And I don't know, it just makes it really special.
Yeah, I was about to say the tablecloth. I'm glad you brought that one up because that was from my great grandmother. Oh. And so she had like stitched it herself and all that. And so it's super special. And then a nativity scene, like we don't have it because my mom still has it. But I'm like, that's what I want when you go. Like,
every Christmas we go to Oliver's mom's house and it, you know, the nativity scene is out. Like she puts it on her mantle. And every time he's like, remember, we want that when you are done with it or when you're not here. Like put that in your will.
Yeah, that one's pretty clear to my brother and sister that I want that one. But yeah, I think it's seasons, getting new environments, starting fresh, bringing in traditions, making new traditions. I think it can really help you out and make you feel refreshed and give you a new perspective.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know, God created not just the nature to change for, you know, reasons. But I think also like in our lives, like we just have different seasons. Sometimes we have, you know, a season where it's hard and we have babies and toddlers running around and it might be really difficult to have even a chance to change your decorations or even have a clean house. But that's just for a season, and like your kids are going to get older and then it might be super easy to change that stuff. But I think just realizing, like appreciating when the seasons change and what each season brings, not just like Thanksgiving, like fall has Halloween and Thanksgiving and, you know, the winter has Christmas and Valentine's Day or whatever, but appreciating just where you are in life, like during the summer, and just making the most of this summer with your 3-year-old, because they're not going to be 3 next summer, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. That's really good.
Thanks. I don't know if I have anything else to say. I just am happy that it's fall and I get to put out my pumpkins.
I love it. And pumpkin spice lattes. How about that?
Yeah, definitely this week I'll be sharing like our decorations. And I love, I don't know why, I just love pumpkin smells. Like I will go to Bath and Body Works and be like, give me all the pumpkin candles and all the pumpkin soap. I love it.
Yep. And folks, that's all we have time for. And so stay tuned on Instagram and other socials to see what we post.
Yeah. Happy fall, y'all.